this. It is an undeniable fact that any pure-hearted person who hears about Krishna's pastimes will become attracted to the sweet lotus feet of the Lord and gradually become a loving servant of Krishna. You know, this big problem which I believe all of us at times feel is we are not really attracted to Krishna. We are in this, we had an initial enthusiasm, but after all these years, if we have to ask ourselves, how often do I think of Krishna during the day? We have a sad belongs, you know, a sad story. We're not really so much attracted. Our mind is very much full of worries, and we are members of the me culture, who put ourselves in the center, but not Krishna so much. And that's why we continue to feel just dryness in our spiritual life, and not deep ecstasy and deep love. You know, if we would feel this attraction to Krishna, yoo-hoo, it would be ecstatic, our life. So Jamashtami, my dear devotees, is a time when the Lord appears out of his mercy and gives the medicine, the jewels and mantras of the medicine. It is when you sit together in the association of the devotees and just hear about Krishna's pastimes. You know, when you take a medicine, sometimes when you are very sick, you don't like the medicine. So as you will follow Jamashtami, and there are so many spiritual programs, I guarantee you, you will, your mind will sometimes say, I don't like it. I will talk with my friends about how bad ISKCON is. You know, I guarantee you, you will do this. You know, because there is not much taste still there after so many years. Don't do this. For one day, don't run out. For one day, don't follow your mind. For one day, celebrate Krishna. And you will see that the medicine comes and will act. That's why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's an undeniable fact. In other, he must have had in mind that it worked with so many people, it will work also with everyone who tries it. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he offers us a wonderful perspective. He says, Janma kama chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata. He who understands my janma, my birth, my appearance, and my karma, my activities, will not be born again. He will join me in the spiritual world. You can actually, when you take this Jamashtami serious, my dear devotees, and don't make it just something normal, like normal people do, but if you go and go deeply in your spiritual life with concentration, then you will actually be able to have this medicine against birth and death. It's very valuable. Jewels and gold is nothing in comparison to what you can gain in this Jamashtami celebration 2000. And that gets difficult. That's time is a difficult subject matter. We won't get into this. Do we receive Krishna? And another question, how can we receive Krishna? In our Gaura Bhavan, we do regular readings in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with our team, and we read one chapter of the Nectar of Devotion, which Prabhupada calls Techniques of Hearing and Remembering Krishna. And there, one of our devotees who was in the lecture said, my God, Prabhupada says here four times in 1.5 pages, one should receive Krishna by, listen to this, submissive oral reception. In your life, there is a door through which you can receive God. It's the ear. But you need to learn to receive Him through that ear. He will only come through that door. He won't come through the eyes first. He won't come through the sense of the nose where you smell Him for the first time. That comes later. He will not come through the sense of touch where you touch His body and become electrified. That will also come later. You will first receive Him through the ear. And for that, Jamashtami, more than anything, means to receive Krishna by a submissive, yes, you need to become a little humble, oral reception. This whole Jamashtami festival is very specially arranged by Bhagavad Dhamma and Gaurahari and Syamnam. They have invited so many devotees who are normally not there. There is even Ojashvi from the faraway mountains of Bosnia to sing. He is talented to do nice kirtans. You will hear. There is Madhava, who is all over the world traveling. There's Madhavananda, that celebrated the Krishna Katamrita Bindu magazine. There is overdoses of devotees who are here to give transcendental sound vibration, which we can receive. Because by this process, it is possible to receive Krishna by submissive oral reception. This Jamashtami festival, my dear devotees, there will be Krishna Katha. There will be an evening kirtan. You won't believe. It will be four, 5 hours, or who knows how long. Then there is a Krishna Leela, our Leela troupe, which usually performs in Braj with Madan Mohan Brij Basi as the soundtrack. It's a favorite singer of the Brij Basis. He is not here, but others. They will perform the Krishna Leela that we can see. It is all arranged, but please receive it. Don't be like someone who just doesn't open the door. An activity for which the Germans are famous. You knock at the door, they look through the eye, and then you hear click, click, the door is closed. Don't become infected by the Germans' unreceptive nature. Receive Krishna, please, through the submissive oral reception. I would like to now, at the end, do this a little bit. I have prepared a little thing, how Krishna is received by the Brij Basis for you. I need my band now. Maybe we can ask my... We will now, actually this is now very, very, very nice. When Krishna is out in the forests of Vrindavan, the Brij Basis are in the village and they spend their time deeply absorbed in talking about Krishna. And while they do this, they enter into Krishna Samadhi, in the trance of Krishna. But really, although they are in Samadhi, they are also suffering greatly because they they want Krishna to really return from the forest of Vrindavan. Radharani thoughts reflect best what goes on in the hearts of these devotees who are there waiting for Krishna, waiting to receive him. She says, "Oh, will this long day ever end? When will the evening arrive and bring the auspicious sight of Nanda Nandana? Oh, this afternoon stretches for 1,000 millennia. The cruel creator has taken this afternoon, made it into a stone, and my heart is now crushed like a grain on this stone because Krishna is not there. When will he come?" Well, this is how the Brijvasis wait for Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. there is a God. He's sitting in the ear. And this God usually says no when there's spiritual sound vibration coming. The God says no to Krishna's holy name. And it says, yes, yes, come in to material sound vibration. Please ask the God to sit outside and get another God, a God who receives Krishna through sound vibration. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. At this moment, Krishna sees how the sun sets in the western horizon, and he becomes very much aware of his devotees suffering in his absence in Vrindavan village. So he decides to go to Vrindavan. With his beautiful voice, which is very sweet, he calls, "Hey Davali! Hey Hansi!" And many other such names, which are all names of his cows. And the cows who hear the Lord calling them come to him. Vrindavan forest knows, oh no, Krishna will now leave us and go back to his devotees in the village. And all the peacocks become very, very sad. They had been dancing with Krishna. They had made their peacock feathers high like this. They had, but now the peacock's feathers go down and they just pull them after themselves like a moody woman who opens her hair and just lets it drag over her shoulders. In this way it seemed the loosened hair lay scattered on the ground. The birds who understood Krishna leaves the forest began beating with their wings, their chest, and began to cry, oh no, no. And the egrets are, as in Deutsch, Silberreiher, which is, you know, tumbling in the sky, almost like crashing airplanes. They were so bewildered. So Krishna is now coming home, and for devotees in our sampradaya, this is a subject they like to talk about, because for this reason Krishna comes in their lives. It's the subject of Brihad Bhagavatamrita in the later chapters, where Gop Kumar enters the spiritual world at the time of Krishna's Uttara Goshta. It is when Krishna comes from the forest. And the scriptures describe how what happens when Krishna comes home, so to say. It is described that Krishna and Balaram are surrounded with a huge herd of white Surabhi cows, and Krishna and Balaram look like captains in an ocean of cows who steer the cows home. It's a huge procession. And Mother Earth really feels great pain, because the cows, with their sharp hooves, dig themselves into the earth and split the earth open. And Mother Earth cries with happiness. Why does she not feel pain and cries with happiness? Because Krishna's soft lotus feet walk over her wounds and close her wounds. In this way, she is very, very happy. Krishna's is famous for his Kastuba jewel, which sparkles on his chest and creates a very interesting light around Lord Krishna. And he plays his flute when he goes home, and very novel tunes. These tunes, my dear devotees, this music is so mind-enchanting that even the devatas, who are experts in music and who have best musicians, feel moved to leave their heavenly planets, and they come down and stand on the ground to congratulate Krishna for his new melodies. We were just now on the Woodstock Festival, and we heard a lot of music by notable bands like Ministry and others. I learned from Sharanga Thakur all about them. He's younger, I'm older, don't know. But we were going for some time, Sharanga and myself, to research a little for this lecture to the main stage. But the music was very loud and beer was sprinkling all over. I didn't see any devata throwing flower petals from the sky. And after some time, we left maybe 10 to 50 minutes, we had a full understanding of what is hardcore music. We didn't see one devata on the way. But when Krishna comes home, the best music lovers, the devatas, come and praise him for his extraordinary flute play. So the Vrijbasis are there waiting for Krishna, and the first thing that which they see on the horizon is not Krishna. Also the second thing they see is not Krishna, and also the third thing is not. First they see this dust cloud which comes from the earth, and then some messengers tell Mother Yashoda, your son is a little late because he is received by all the devatas who congratulate him and touch his lotus feet, so he's just now coming. Then the next thing that Vrijbasis hear is the mooing of this ocean of cows. Ooh, it must be pretty loud. And then they hear the flute music of the cowherd boys. Then finally, one Govinda Lilamrita describes, it makes like, I will say it in your language, whoosh! They see how the effulgence of Krishna roams over the sky, and they see that Krishna's full darshan, he looks like a blue sapphire who is full of light entering their hearts. And at that time, life comes back into their hearts. The Brij Basis at the town gate, they wait, and Nanda Maharaj is there, this little boy is there, everyone is there who didn't go with Krishna out, except for one group of devotees who is the dearest to Krishna. Who these devotees are, we will tell you a little later. All of a sudden, Krishna plays a special raga, and all the cows stop. Some of the cows have gone in front, but now they all stop and look back, and they hear this raga, and they understand what Krishna communicates. Krishna speaks to them through all living entities who are in his close association through the sound of his flute. Yeah, so they turn around and they go to a crystal clear lake. Krishna wants them to enter the village of Vrindavan not thirsty but with a good water. So they all take their water there. It is very interesting. At that time Krishna comes. He has a jeweled necklace and he begins to count the cows. We count Hare Krishna number. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He counts the cows. And when he finds even one cow missing, you know, and these are millions of cows. They're not just a few cows, you know, 5-6 cows. No. So I think on Sunday we will show you an ocean of cows on a picture which we have taken in Vrindavan. But Krishna counts them all, and when he finds even one cow missing, he calls that cow by the name. The cow goes, "Ah, I'm called by Krishna," and he comes. I find this particular detail very nice because, please don't think that Krishna has forgotten you. You may be missing for a long time, but Krishna remembers all of his part and parcels. He remembers each single of his millions of cows. He remembers each one of us. So then Krishna goes back into the village, and as he enters, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda perform an arati, and all Brij Basis perform their aratis in their special way. Only there's one group of devotees who's not there. Out of shyness, the gopis hide sometimes in bushes, sometimes on the roofs of the houses. And when Krishna comes through the village of Vrindavan, they from their houses shower him with flower petals. And on the flower petals they have written little messages. O Krishna, when will we meet? Krishna, have you forgotten me? Krishna this, Krishna that. They rain down. And as they come down, Krishna receives, knows all the messages, and with his glances, he answers everyone. To some he says no, to some he says yes, to some he says this night in the forest at Bangsiwat, and others has a yes. My point here in this little detail of Krishna Leela is Krishna responds perfectly to all of his devotees as he comes down. The lake of Braj, this is, we will end here, which had dried up in the scorching sun of separation from Siam, had again filled up with bliss from the ecstatic downpour of the Krishna cloud. You can sometimes see this in Vrindavan. There are these little lakes, and especially in the summertime, they are dried up and then they have these, you know, parched pieces. They look like almost as big as plates, you know, and then there are cracks between the earth. Am I clear? So they're totally dry up. This is how the Brijbasis feel. They feel their hearts are like dried up lakes, you know, with these patches of earth which is just cracked, heartbroken. And they feel like that. But just like when the monsoon showers come and fill the lakes and beautiful lotus flowers grow in the same dried lakes, the lotus faces of the Brijavasis blossomed with joy once more. I read this verse again to you, which is a verse which describes how Krishna comes home, and then we will sing for 2 more minutes and it will be very nice for you. The lake of Braj, which had dried up in the scorching sun of separation from Syam, had again filled up with bliss from the ecstatic downpour of the Krishna cloud. The lotus faces of the Brajvasis, when they saw Krishna coming, blossomed with joy once more as they received him in their hearts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama.
मनमोहन तेरा है
Krishna. What remains to be said is I wish you all a wonderful Jamashtami. I wish you the blessing that you will be able to give submissive oral reception to Krishna and not be distracted by the many inner enemies which are unfortunately there in our conditioned life. I wish you that Krishna may all appear in your hearts in fullness. Sri Krishna Jamashtami ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go Krishna.